other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, President Bush's approval ratings have sunk even further. I didn't know it could be possible. Be afraid, be very concerned that they may stage something so we learn to love them again. So we learn to run to their arms so the very people that carry out the terror attacks can save us from those that carried out the terror attacks. Yesterday I mentioned this big London Independent article, but never really detailed it. We will do that coming up in this hour. Electronic smog, the curse of the mobile phone age. Around your home, there are countless gadgets whose electrical fields, scientists now warn, are linked to depression, miscarriage, and cancer. We'll be getting into that. The new news today, you probably heard about this, they've done the yearly geography study of individuals 18 to 24, and over two-thirds cannot even find Iraq on a map. Yes, that's right. But I've seen studies that show the fully adult, mature population, and they're not much more informed, but they've sure got their opinions about the geopolitical strata of our world. So we'll be getting into this report. After more than 3 years of combat and nearly 2,400 U.S. military deaths, and it's a lot more than that, in Iraq, nearly two-thirds of Americans age 18 to 24 still cannot find Iraq on a map, a study released Tuesday showed. We'll be getting into that. Also, Rupert Murdoch, this is from Drudge, Murdoch to host fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. Last week I was, and over the last few years I've been talking about how Murdoch and Hillary are in secret meetings constantly. Fox News is going to push her for president, and I get emails laughing at me saying I've made it up. Okay, just watch. And I predict that you follow your neocon leaders and your neocon talk show hosts so closely, so obediently, dog-like in your behavior, that you will suddenly support Hillary. And I predict, I'm not joking, that I will be attacked for being a liberal because I'm against Hillary Rodham Clinton. Watch, watch, you people will do anything. I'm talking to neocon worshippers out there, not our general audience. That's why you're scum. I'm sorry, you are scum. Hillary Clinton is scum, and you're scum too. I will never worship her, no matter how conservative you claim she is. Major powers failed to agree on Iran's strategy in a dinner last night with Condoleezza Rice. Experts fear bird flu movie could spur panic. That's AP. This also is AP. Flying robot attack unstoppable. That's right, we've got to invade Iran or their flying robots will get us. It's almost as dangerous as pod people from Planet 12. That's right, later we'll tell you about the pod people from Planet 12. Flying robot attack unstoppable. We'll be getting into that. Also, big story out of London Telegraph, another one out of the Boston Globe today. Skeleton in the Bush family cupboard. Now more evidence coming out, and Skull and Bones won't deny it, that they like to grave rob and, of course, fornicate with the skeletons. But here it is, mainstream news. That's what your Christian leaders are doing, fornicating with skulls. I'm not joking, ladies and gentlemen. Truth is stranger than fiction. Top U.S. official blamed for torture, Knight Ritter. We'll be getting into that. Police destroy shrine of Falun Gong practitioner who was tortured to death. More on citizens being used to watch the CCTV cameras and spy on other Americans. More on Hayden. Hayden nomination revives eavesdropping controversy. We covered that yesterday. Here it is in Knight Ritter today. And much, much more. We will have open phones as well. And we have some guests for you we'll announce later. The toll-free number to join us. We'll go to calls early in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. 1-800-259-9231. And the websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, and prisonplanet.tv. Be sure and check them out. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us on this live Tuesday, the 9th day of May, 2006 edition. This is the second segment for many stations that don't carry the first segment. It is the first. So, again, welcome aboard. We've got Michael Rivero joining us the next hour. He normally joins us once a month, but he joined us a few weeks ago because we missed that interview last month. So we're doubling up now to get it all back on track. Always a great political mind, the webmaster and the editor behind WhatReallyHappened.com. He'll be joining us coming up in the second hour. We'll have open phones then. Let me get into some news right now, give you an idea of what's coming up, get into a few of these stories in detail, and then we'll open the phones up. It's 1-800-259-9231. Two program notes. Listen, I'm having my first ever 9/11, probably the only one I'll ever have, investigation meeting. And it's an American Scholar Symposium. That's what the organization we formed to run this operation. And it is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. And the BYU physics professor, Stephen Jones, will be there, one of the keynote speakers. The former head of the Star Wars program, Colonel Bob Bowman, is another keynote speaker. We're going to have Professor Jim Fetzer, the head of the 9/11 scholars, will be there speaking. We are going to have many, many others, and we have the entire first day's itinerary posted at InfoWars.com right now, and much of the speakers set up for the second day. In fact, we've got more speakers than we can shake a stick at. We're having to decide who we can have and who we can't. Everyone wants to come. So there's a few slots open on Sunday, and we've been selling tickets for 4 days now, and about 15% of them, in fact, right at 15% to be precise, have sold, and we're still 40-something days away from the conference in June 24th, June 25th in Los Angeles, California. So early bird gets the ticket. You do not want to wait. And we're probably only going to run this special for a couple more weeks, where when you get multiple tickets, you can get them for $34 a piece instead of $75 a piece. We're encouraging people to come. We're encouraging people to bring friends and family, your spouse, your neighbors. And so for a couple more weeks, we're going to be running this special where you can get tickets as low as $34.50 a piece, to be precise. So do not delay. Go to Infowars.com and get your tickets now. You can link through the secure online ticketing service. We're using the bigofficialtix.com for you to purchase your tickets, one of the biggest online ticketing services out there. And you can also call toll-free if you don't have a computer, and we will mail you a physical ticket with your ticket number. We will mail it to you. You can call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, and secure your tickets right now as well. But we'll obviously have to cut off the ticket sales via mail by mid-June to make sure that you get them in time. But if there was a problem, we just have your name there on the registry, and you would have a problem getting in to begin with. But if you want a physical ticket in your hand, you can do it by calling 888-253-3139. When you go to Infowars.com, it generates a ticket number, and your printout, your receipt, is your ticket. All right. That said, gold is at $698 an ounce and surging upward right now. But as of 4 minutes ago during the break, I checked it. It is at $698 and rapidly climbing towards the stratosphere right now. Oh, I remember all the financial advisors making fun of me and others 3, 4, 5 years ago when I was buying a little gold coin each month with any extra money I had. And now I've got a nice little pile buried several feet under the ground in a secure location. You can't trust the boxes at the bank. The supposed bastion of safety is not safe. The security boxes. Suddenly I can't think of the name. What's it called when you have a little box at the bank in their vault? I can't. A safety deposit box. Thank you, John. Yes, I can't forget what you call that thing above me outside. Oh, yes, the sky. Safety deposit box. You cannot trust safety deposit boxes. They grab them all the time. If you've got your gold or your diamonds or your other goodies, perhaps a George Washington letter, or perhaps some other piece of history that's very valuable, or a painting in a safety deposit box, it is not safe. Just a side issue. But I'm not advising you what to do. I'm just telling you what I've done with my meager savings. But, yes, it was quite nice buying gold at 230, 330, 340. It was quite nice. You know what? I'm still buying a few pieces of gold here and there. The last purchase I made, it was at around 640. And now it's 690. And if gold drops down to $300 an ounce, I'm not going to sell my gold. It is an emergency nest egg. It is for posterity. It is for my family. If I get run over by a bus or a bolt of lightning should strike me, then my family has a little bit of dinero money. And the dollar itself has now gone over 44%. I looked it up yesterday. We've hit 47% in devaluation in the last 4.5 years. Thank you, New World Order, for all you do. And I guess I should have moved more of the money I had in a savings account for my children out of there in the last few years. I knew I should have. My wife was saying, yeah, you knew to buy gold. You were right. Why didn't you buy more? And, well, I already spent most of our discretionary income on getting a little bit of gold, and so there's not much cash. I guess you still need to keep a little bit of cash, folks, but this is definitely out of control, what's happening, and it's not pretty for this nation. You see, gold is tied to oil, and oil is the world's true reserve currency, and the dollar is connected to that. And so operates as the fiat currency, but again, it's tied to the commodity, crude oil, sweet crude, light sweet, and now that is exploding in price. And it is very, very serious. Now, in America, you can still buy most things for what they cost a few years ago. So artificially, the government's been manipulating some of the other key commodities so that there is an illusion that we don't have hyperinflation. But we do have hyperinflation in all the key indicators that matter. Gold, oil, other metals, other natural resources, timber, copper. All of it is exploding in price right now, as well as real estate, education, transportation, all of those key manufactured durable goods are exploding in price. But the milk and the box of Wheaties aren't right now, so most Americans aren't aware of that. You can still buy a DVD player for $40 made by slaves in China, so you think everything's honky-dory. It is not honky-dory. It is very, very serious. And then I see these headlines about how wonderful the economy is and how great everything is. But then you dig into the real numbers. Personal debt is at the highest level in U.S. history. 3 months ago, it surpassed late 1933, which was the previous record for the highest level of personal debt. And again, I'm not trying to be negative here. It's all smoke and mirrors when the mainstream media is there telling you that the economy is great. And certainly a lot of the economy being strong, or at least being vibrant in the spending that's going on, is people's views, people's confidence. So in the past, I'd say try to keep the fiat system alive. I mean, I don't like it. It's a fraud, but it's kind of like a Siamese twin that's attached to you. You cut it off, there's a good chance you're going to die financially. Well, now we sit here and begin to look at so many of the baseline economic numbers and foundations of a society going into the toilet, going into the cesspool, going off the edge of the cliff, that it actually isn't helping things, all this irrational exuberance that Greenspan talked about. It's not actually helping it. It's ensuring that when we do implode, it's going to be that much worse. So again, sorry to be negative here. I'm just stating the facts. It would be even more negative to sit here and lie to you. It would be even more negative to go along with the mainstream orthodoxy and tell you gold's bad to buy, and tell you that fiat currencies are good, and to tell you that a weakening dollar is good, as they've been telling us for the last 4+ years. But this government's policy of devaluing the dollar and printing money like it's going out of style has robbed all of our savings, those of us that aren't debtors, massively. But I guess for those that are maxed out and paying off old credit cards with other credit cards and still new credit cards, I guess you've got the eat, drink, and be merry type mindset, so you don't care. You're happy. Hey, man, I'm nihilistic. It doesn't matter. I'm going to live like it's the end of the world next week. And you just might cause the end of our financial standing, not the end of the world. Yes, the country is going down the tubes, and I'm sorry to have to announce that to you. Man, I'm very upset about it, but I don't like it. And you see, the main blow, the main pressure of the weakening dollar has not hit the United States yet. So if you're getting paid $12-14 an hour, it's only eroded in your purchasing power here domestically, $12 down to about $11, $14 down to about $12.50. But when this thing finally kicks off, when it finally comes home to roost, which it always does, we've seen this in hundreds of other countries in modern history, thousands throughout history, the Romans, all of them, it happened to them, the Japanese have done this before, you start printing money wildly, and it comes home to roost, and then pretty soon, people are going to have to get substantive raises to even keep the same standard of living they had. And the average raise in this country, I think, was about 50 cents an hour last year. I saw those numbers. It was right around 50 cents. And that's not even keeping in line with the inflation of 3.5% they claim we're under. Okay, we're going to go to break, come back, and talk to Don and Mike and others, take a few calls. Then I'm going to get into a big study that just came out. Two-thirds of Americans can't find India on a map. Can't find Iraq on a map. Can't find Germany on a map. Can't find Japan on a map. They can't even find countries that are islands, that aren't landlocked, that have easily recognizable shapes. And this is when they have their names on them. They just can't do it. They just don't even know what the planet looks like.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Ford Bush, the chief liberal, his approval ratings have plunged even further. We'll get into that. We'll get into Americans' sinking knowledge of geography as well. First, let's go to your calls. Don in Ohio, thank you for holding. You're on the air, my friend.
Yeah, I'd like to... am I on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Okay. First, I'd like to bring up 2 points on the 93, Flight 93, and one about gold. First, on 93... have you ever talked to Tim Hackhart or Guard? He's seen the plane supposedly flying low over Bolivar, Ohio, on 9/11. Heading straight east. It's If you look up, did Baldur Man see Flight 93, you should find it pretty easy on that. Tim Hack, H-A-C, I think it's G-U-A-R-D.
Okay, did Baldur Man see Flight 93? Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Second thing is, people keep on talking about the phones won't work and stuff like that. Well, I mean, he said that it flew low and stuff like that, so it might have worked on that. But the point is that this plane was, over Ohio and flew someplace off. How is it that people were missing the point that, it had no, transponder on and stuff like that? And, I mean, they had to be given it directions on how to fly because you can't see nothing. I don't care how high you are. You ain't going to see.
Well, we've had, four different former airline pilots on the show. We have had Dr. Bob Bowman, fighter pilot, flew over 100 combat fighter bomber missions in Vietnam. And it's impossible, the things these planes supposedly did. Very skilled pilots have said that on average 1 out of 10 times they could T-bone targets without transponders and without the GPS coordinated into those. And then you have the types of maneuvers at the Pentagon, the types of maneuvers all over. The heads of the flight schools have said these people couldn't even take Cessnas off. They couldn't even get off the ground. It was a complete joke, sir.
Yep. Okay. Third question is about liquidity of, you say you got your gold buried. Do you have anything that's, liquidity, that you can actually, chip a piece off and, use it, or all you have is coins?
I have a lot of small coins. If I need to get to them, I can.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead. I don't have a lot of expenses other than my business and my employees, so I'm not even that worried. I just knew that it would be worthless to have my money, or near worthless, in cash. And now that's being demonstrated right now. But don't tell the yuppies that. They've got it all figured out, folks. They like their stock market. Why, it's at 11,600. With a 40%+ reduction, it's really at around 6,500. You see, dollars that have been inflated, it's going to inflate the price of the stock. But again, don't tell them that. They've got it all figured out. Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I'm just an ordinary citizen, but...
I am too. That's good.
No, you're extraordinary. Several months ago, I became very active, and I've started to work with Congressman John Conyers' office. As you know, Congressman Conyers has been put forth a bill, House Resolution 635, calling for an impeachment inquiry into the Bush administration. And I've managed to get some celebrities to record the PSA, such as Ed Asner, Noam Chomsky, Howard Zinn. And besides asking you to also do it, I was wondering, how would you like to have Congressman Conyers on your show?
I'd love to. I support impeachment 110%.
I'm sure I could arrange that. And I would also like to know, who else in Hollywood do you think would support an impeachment process? There seems to be a reluctance among many in the entertainment industry. And
well, let me just add this. You don't think all this stuff came out 3 weeks after Sheen went public on 9/11 by accident, do you? You don't think all this made-up baloney, just everything they can throw him, I mean, they threw the kitchen sink at him, you don't think that just came out of nowhere? You see, Hollywood was watching what happened to Sheen, and now they've seen him run through a meat grinder, so they're not going to be going public.
You can tell me. That
I mean, look at how George Clooney's criticized Bush, and he even has Arianna Huffington attacking him because she's an establishment wonk. I mean, right here in front of me, I have Hillary Clinton meeting with Rupert Murdoch on a weekly basis, and he's going to campaign for her. Democratic leadership is totally controlled. That's why you see him demonizing Conyers.
Did Mr. Sheen in any way indicate that there are others in Hollywood that back him up or would be willing to speak out?
Well, yes, he did indicate that. I know a bunch of people in Hollywood, sir, that know all about 9/11.
That's wonderful.
Just to say all their names would take about 5 minutes.
Oh, really? That's great. That is encouraging. Because for the most part,
they're not willing to go public. They know about 9/11. They know about everything. But they're not about to stick their heads up. And that's why we may lose this country. But not just them, it's everybody. Thanks for the call, sir.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guarantee my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the filter mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, blasting out on our wonderful, brave, and growing list of AM and FM affiliates. Simulcasting on Global Shortwave, the Big Blowtorch, WWCR. And, of course, we're back 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We just had a call from Sweden. I was about to go to him, and he hung up. So any of our foreign callers, just tell us you're calling from a foreign country. We'll go to you first. The toll-free number to join us inside the United States is 1-800-259-9231. Ed, David, and others that are holding, we'll get to you here in a few minutes. But right now, I want to just mention some of the news that's coming up. We'll get more into a major new national study. They have these every year. Depending on which study it is, the numbers are between two-thirds. That's usually on the good side. And as high as over 90% cannot find India, cannot find South Africa, in many cases can't even find major continents. Don't know how many continents there are, and CNN picked up on this. We'll be going over that. I'm not trying to be mean about this. This is why we're in so much trouble. 100 years ago, and then there were worldwide studies on this, Americans were the most highly educated, the most informed. I mean, even if you grew up in a cabin like Andrew Jackson or other presidents, many of them grew up and didn't even have primary education. And then they would be so homeschooled, though, that they could go on and become, get law degrees. But and there are many examples of this. Lincoln was another. But I'm already digressing. That's coming up. really scary article that makes my blood boil. Rupert Murdoch has agreed to host a political fundraiser for Hillary Clinton this summer. The Financial Times of London is reporting. We've been telling you about this for when I first learned about him positioning himself with Hillary 4 years ago. You couldn't believe me, some of you, even when we had it from industry documents and different political newsletters that are on the inside in the Beltway and in New York. Now it is confirmed, and we're going to be getting into that. You're going to see the whole neocon machine behind Hillary. I don't know how they're going to sell this, but neocon followers are so stupid they'll probably buy it. I just can't believe it. Big news on Iran, it's all coming up. Before we do that, let's spend about 4 minutes with Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts, the U.S. manufacturer of the Big Berkey Black Element water filters, a new standard. They've also got the British made if you want those, but I buy the Black Elements, a new standard, University of New Orleans, University of Louisiana at New Orleans, two, 3 years ago when they were doing this test. Well, they've got it all posted on their website, all the studies, all the tests. They run the water through the gravity-fed system. It takes about 2 minutes to put together. Then it does, 10 gallons a day, the average unit. Some do even more. Some do less, depending on which unit you buy. They've got, five different units. You run it through, and then they put it under an electron microscope a week later to see if bacteria have grown. And there's no bacteria, nothing. Non-detectable is what they call it. A new standard. It's never been done. It's unbelievable. And I've been using Big Berkey filters long before they were sponsors. I was buying these things 7-8 years ago and paying $300 at camping supply stores to get them. Well, you buy it directly from the manufacturer. Believe me, I'm a distributor. We also sell them out of here. I know. You're only paying, $20 or something more than what a distributor is paying. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be getting into this. The point is, you're getting wholesale prices as if you bought 30 of these when you buy just one. And they're the best out there, and the water's full of poison. Debbie, I always get you on, then just rant over you. But do you want to comment on anything I've said about the Big Berkeys?
Just that they're wonderful, and I really encourage people to start calling. With all of the propaganda that's being put in the mainstream news, I think we're going to have a really busy season, and I think that it'd be a really good idea if you've been sitting on the fence deciding if you were going to get a Berkey or not, it would be a good idea to start calling in now while we're not totally swamped, because I'm thinking after the bird flu movie tonight and after all the threats of hurricanes and stuff that they're talking about, with them telling everybody that the water in the Atlantic is already warmer than it's ever been before and all this stuff, you know, all this fear motivation is going to get a lot of the people out in the world calling us too.
And so last hurricane season, you guys couldn't even keep pace at the factory because you were selling so many, and you told me last week it heated up again, and you're selling these great units like hotcakes.
Yeah, we really are. So if you've been sitting on the fence and you've been thinking, you know, I want to get one of those, but I just, you know, haven't called in, this is really a good time to do that. Get your Berkey and start using it. Don't just save it for an emergency.
Well, Debbie, since you brought this up, let me read the AP Health and Science correspondent article. Experts fear bird flu movie may spur panic. And in the film, it shows tens of millions of dead, huge pyres, dump trucks full of dead bodies. And the producers of it on ABC say they're doing this to get us ready for what's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. They're fear-mongering. The crisis is what's already in your water, the silent killers you're already drinking. Give Debbie a call if the number's busy. Leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. She works for New Millennium and just handles the radio interviews and takes those orders. Specifically, they're really just a national manufacturer and distributor, so you get great service directly from Debbie or her assistant. Give her a call. Don't wait. 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or go to InfoWars.com. Get the exact same units, exact same price. It comes from them. You can order it off InfoWars.com. Tell us what free gift you want. Go to BerkeyWater.com. Tell them what free gift you want, whether it's a portable sports bottle or whether it's a sheltering-in-place DVD or potassium iodate. They've got everything you need. Give them a call, 888-803-4438, or BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com. Now, the $295 units, the $250-something dollar units, The $199 units, they cut everything out, okay? Especially if you add on the special fluoride filter. It even takes a special filter to knock that out. That's how strong that stuff is and how small it is. But the sports bottles, and I've bought dozens and dozens of these, I don't know, probably 50 over the years. No more than that. I give them as gifts. My wife, when she goes to the gym, she doesn't buy a bottle of water. She takes it with her. It does 630 refills of tap water, 130-something of swamp water. And she fills it there at the water fountain. It cuts out almost everything, cuts out any pathogens, bacteria, most the fluoride, most the toxins, the herbicide, the pesticides. Doesn't cut everything out, just makes it safe to drink, even if it's swamp water. That's what she drinks when she's, you know, goes some, takes the kids to the zoo. They don't drink the water fountain water. She takes one of them. You've got these. These are normally $35 at a camping supply store. When you buy five of them, they're $20 a piece, or $19.95, Debbie.
Right. Well, they're five for $99, and
so actually that's 20 a piece.
That's right, and they're great, and they refill 640 refills. That's if you bought $1 bottled water.
Sorry.
You know, that's $640 you would spend on bottled water if you spent $1 a bottle. So we really want to encourage you to save money and save your health, and you know, get a Berkey sport bottle, get Berkey systems, and let us get those shipped out to you right away.
Well, Debbie, back when I had time to go camping, I'd go camping and go fishing while I did it. I'd go to some remote campground that had a lake, hike out there for a day, and then lavish myself on the side of the bank, and then, you know, nothing greater. You know, just sitting there fishing, it's so enjoyable. I never have time to do that anymore, but I would go to the camping supply stores and pay $35, $30, and this is a decade ago, for these little sports bottles that have a tiny element. The element on the Berkey's at least three times bigger. It's huge. I mean, that shows you the quality right there. Debbie, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate it. Folks, it is now so important to get ready. 888-803-4438. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Ed in Utah. Ed, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good to talk to you again, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's no doubt that you have become the clearinghouse, the on-air clearinghouse for most of the Patriot movement right now, sir. And to your activist there in California, he may want to contact actor Gary Busey. I saw him featured in an Anthony J. Hilder 9/11 video a couple of years back. So I think, and Gary, that,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, Gary's okay. I've been to his house. I know him, but Gary's a little wild. I don't think.
Well, I understand. Yeah, he's not, you know, in the same articulate mode as Charlie Sheehan or some of them, or Ed Asner.
No, I mean, I've interviewed him. He's a nice guy. He's in American Dictators, but I think the elevator some days doesn't go all the way to the top.
Well, you know, all I know is that he's willing to speak out, and I saw him in a few movies. And but at any rate, I also saw where you did a feature on the Bilderberger Diaries by that American Free Press reporter, James Tucker, and on your website,
yes,
Alex.
We carry the book. It's excellent.
Yeah, and what I want to ask you about, I notice you're getting a lot of calls, people, about this Rupert Murdoch, and you've been commenting on Hillary. I am hoping, for one, Alex, that you would bring on Michael Collins Piper and his new book, Dirty Secrets.
Yeah, you know, I really can't. He's attacking me for no reason, so I just can't do it. I appreciate the call. I mean, all I do is help people. I've had him on. I've been nice to him. And so the door's closed. I don't want to get off into it or cause some controversy, but it's just not going to happen. All I do is support that paper. All I do is post their articles and promote their people, and then I get stabbed in the back for it. And I know I'm bad. It's my fault. I deserve it. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Boston. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Actually, it's Daniel, Alex, but
I apologize. Go ahead.
I won't fault you for it. I wanted to bring to your attention the point of the Iran oil bourse as a major factor for why gold is nearing $700 an ounce. This is something that had been mentioned by Webster Tarpley, whom I know you are a big fan of. I'm a big fan of his as well. He had been talking about it basically since February or March. But on Friday, May 5th, the Associated Press ended the Western media blackout on the oil bourse in their article, which was entitled "Iran Wants Oil Market in Euros." Now, this article warns of a rapid decline in the dollar, and it quotes a Wall Street analyst, a Bill O'Grady from AP.
Well, the Times of London and the AP have written similar stories. You know, they're now. I read an AP article at the end of the broadcast yesterday that sounds like I wrote it.
Well, Alex, I want to point your attention to Phil Corsi, who was the one who wrote unfit for command and was part of the Swift Boat ad team, a real GOP Bush apologist, came out on WorldNet Daily and wrote an article called Iran Signs Its Own Death Warrant. And in the article, he admits that one of the major reasons for invading Iraq...
They were going to have an oil borscht and force people to buy their oil in euros.
And he says, listen to this, he says, quote, if Iran wants to seriously threaten the dollar's position as the dominant foreign reserve currency, a war becomes almost certain. The Iranian oil borscht may never be mentioned by U.S. policymakers as the official reason the United States decides to go to war, but it may end up being the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, I don't think it's a straw. I think it's a big lead weight. And AP reported that. No, the policymakers are hopping mad.
They're hopping mad, and I think that what you're seeing now, what I've done is I'd like to send you an article I've written on the topic of the bourse, on the sort of economic crisis that
I think you've sent us articles before, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Alex. I sent you the one on the Facebook. I sent you the one on Noam Chomsky. This is my latest one. What I did, I hyperlinked all the claims as you and Paul.
I think on the last article, though, I don't care if you give your article to everyone under the sun. What happens is you send it to us. Other contributors get it. Other services get it, and then they think I'm stamping my name on their work. So it gets a little confusing. You might, when you email it out to people, explain to them that you've given this to us as well.
Well, Alex, I have not sent this to anyone yet. I have not sent it to Jeff Prince or anybody like that.
I'm not talking about Jeff. I'm talking about others. I don't care if you send it to 14 million websites. I hope you do. My only point is if you do, the other people think it's their exclusive domain. Then they think I'm grabbing their articles.
Yeah, what had happened with the last one was that Jeff had printed it, and then a bunch of people just copied it off of there. But
yeah, well, I'm not talking about Jeff. Jeff's a good friend of mine. I'm talking about other sites picked up your article, then I get emails from them going, he gave that to us, that's ours. So I'm just letting you know the kind of stuff I deal with on the backside here.
Yeah, well, anyway, before I go, I do want to point out that one of the major people predicting a decline in the dollar is Warren Buffett, who has personally bet $20 billion.
Yeah, he's been betting against the dollar for 3 years.
Now, this is a man who, on 9/11, was going to the Offutt Air Force Base with Shoemaker, who was there, and meeting with General Scowcroft, who tarply speculates this may have been a sort of principals committee.
And over 50 top CEOs, yeah.
Right, exactly. So when you see a Rothschild banker, the same Warren Buffett who brought Arnold Schwarzenegger to Lord Jacob Rothschild's estate in Buckinghamshire, and when you see the top globalist financier bankers that are predicting this demise, George Soros, Bill Gates, all the Bilderberg cretins are saying that the bottom is about to fall out. I think what you're seeing now is the shadow government, the military-industrial complex, the people at Stratcom, the desperate Cheney neocons. We have Condoleezza Rice that's linked to the AIPAC spies. We have the Israeli ambassador to the UN saying that it's World War III, and AIPAC and Jinsa are calling for war. We have Cheney in the crosshairs of Patrick Fitzgerald, along with Rove and Libby and Elliot Abrams. They seem to have a large personal stake. They don't want to go to jail. Israel seems to want Iran wiped off the map, and it seems like the globalist financier faction, the people who own the Federal Reserve, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, are demanding a strike right now. And I think that the bourse deserves a lot of attention. And, you know, so I'm hoping that if you find this article to be suitable, I do offer it to you as an...
Well, you wrote us an excellent article last time. Send it to Ryan@Infowars.com or Kevin@Infowars.com right now, and we'll post it in the next 20 minutes. How's that sound?
Alex, I appreciate everything you do. You're a real hero to me, and you've woken up so many of my friends. I listen to you every day. I have the deepest respect for you, and I just want to tell you that you are having an effect. I'm in Boston. I'm a 9/11 organizer. People come to me all the time. They say, oh, I watched martial law. I can't believe it. The facts add up. I mean, how could people not see the controlled demolition? So your videos are working. Your radio show is working.
The only problem with martial law is it's 3 hours long, and people need to watch it in three parts, and I think it is one of the best 9/11 films out there.
Well, and I think just the work you do is having a great effect, especially on young people here. And I go to parties now, Alex, and people that I would say, you know, 9/11, they would laugh at me. They come back and they say, I watched martial law. I watched Loose Change. You were right. I can't believe it. One girl came to me a couple nights ago. She said, I'm going down the rabbit hole. It's so scary. What can we do? How can I protect myself? But people are waking up, and especially young people, even if they act a little hesitantly at first. The globalists can't stop the wake-up from happening, and that's why they're going to have to engineer another attack, because they know what's happening right now. I think you saw that clip on C-SPAN where they had the Massawi. They were asking about Massawi. Every single caller called in and said 9/11 was an inside job. I mean, the gates are breaking. They want us to think that we're isolated, that we're not together, that we're just individual kooks that are running around the country. But even amongst my crowd of people, which is basically 18 to 25-year-olds, even some of these leftists are waking up. The so-called clubhouse anarchists and socialists and those types are waking up to 9/11 and understanding this is the issue of our time. We have to expose false flag terrorism before they strike Iran, before Shoemaker and the shadow government people and the private military industrial contractors like Raytheon and Northrop Grumman.
Hey, David, why don't you tell folks your full name? You need a talk show, buddy.
Oh, Alex, I would be honored. You've been such an inspiration. But I want to say, my name is Daniel Abramson.
I keep calling you David. It's Daniel.
Well, it's funny, Alex. That was the name of my deceased grandfather, who was also a great influence. So I take it as a compliment, really. But
I wrote your name down when you called in wrong.
You know, no, it's cool, but I think that a few things, you know, people need to pay attention, not just to Cheney, but to the private military industrial firms, to the Titan Corporation, to Cubic, to L3, to Raytheon, to Northrop Grumman.
Here's an example. Lockheed Martin gets a $6.1 billion deal for Bush's new helicopter, and the thing's being made in Italy. I mean, they're not just paying themselves off. I mean, Cheney's wife is on the board of Lockheed Martin. Listen, we'll get your article up. Send it right now. Okay, Daniel?
Thank you. God bless you for everything you do.
All right, thank you. That's an informed listener. That's the type of call I like. We'll be right back. I'll get into the dumbing down of America. Very important. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Greek to young Americans, and I guess for those young Americans that don't know what that means, the old saying was, oh, it's Greek to me, because most Americans could speak Latin and read Latin. That's right. Most Americans could just a few hundred years ago, but so they would say it's Greek to me. But I guess we have to explain to some of those young people and many of our elderly as well. It doesn't matter. It's across the board that it's Greek, meaning they don't understand it. And this really horrifies me. It freaks me out that people are so uninformed about the world, about geography, about countries, about countries' histories. I mean, I've read several books on Iraq's history. I've read a bunch of books on Iran's history. I've read a bunch of books about the Crusades. I've read books about Muhammad. And I don't know anything compared to some of the experts out there. I mean, history's breadth and width and depth is just amazing. Geography, Greek to young Americans, CNN, after more than 3 years of combat and nearly 2,400 U.S. military deaths in Iraq, and again, they know they have a dumb population, so they can say that, it's 2,400 that died on the ground in Iraq. If they fly you out and you die, your death doesn't count. Nearly two-thirds of Americans aged 18 to 24 still cannot find Iraq on a map, a study released Tuesday showed. The study found that less than 6 months after Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, 33% could not point out Louisiana on a U.S. map. The National Geography Roper Public Affairs 2006 Geographic Literacy Study paints a dismal picture of the geographic knowledge of the most recent graduates of the U.S. educational system. And that's high school and college, 18 to 24, high school seniors to college graduates. Taken together, these results suggest that young people in the United States are unprepared for an increasingly global future, said the study's final report. Far too many lack even the most basic skills for navigating the international economy or understanding the relationships among people and places and provide critical context for world events. The study, which surveyed 510 young Americans from December 17th to January 20th, showed that 88% of those questions could not find Afghanistan on a map of Asia despite widespread coverage of the U.S.-led overthrow of the Taliban in 2001-2002 and the political rebirth of the country. Yeah, if you can call it that. In the Middle East, 63%, could find Iraq or Saudi Arabia on a map, could not, and 75% could not point out Iran or Israel. 75% could not point out Iran or Israel. 44% couldn't find any one of those four countries. So 44% couldn't find anything. Inside the United States, half or fewer of the young people and women, 18 to 24, can identify the states of New York or Ohio on a map. 50 to 43%, respectively, the study said. So half or fewer could find New York or Ohio on a map. On the positive side, oh, it's positive, the study noted that 7 in 10 young Americans correctly located China on a map, even though they had a number of misconceptions about the country. 45% said China's population is only twice that of the United States. In actuality, it is four times larger than the U.S. population. Well, CNN couldn't even get that straight. If the U.S. is 300 million times 4 is 1,200,000,000. And as of a year ago, the worldwide census estimates China at 1.5 billion. So it is five times the population. One in five people on the globe is Chinese. So get it straight, CNN. You're using numbers from the old census 6 years ago. It's 1,500,000,000, five times the U.S. population. So even CNN can't get their facts straight. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.